Welcome to Pod Tales, brought to you by Baroda BNP Paribas Mutual Fund, where we explore the world of finance and investment with clarity and insight. Now, this episode promises to be an interesting one. We're diving into a topic that's gaining a lot of traction among new and seasoned investors alike: the flexibility of systematic investment plans, or SIPs. In previous episodes, we discussed discipline in investment and the power of compounding. One major advantage that SIPs offer is flexibility, allowing investors seeking to build wealth steadily with regular and manageable contributions. Whether you're a seasoned investor or just starting out, SIPs seek to provide an adaptable approach to investing, balancing the rigors of financial planning with the freedom to adjust as your needs and goals evolve. Joining me on Pod Tales once more is Mr. Suresh Soni, CEO of Baroda BNP Paribas Asset Management India Private Limited, a seasoned asset management professional with a wealth of knowledge and experience in this field, to share insights and expertise on investment vehicles and strategies. Welcome back to Pod Tales, Suresh.
Thank you, Amy. Delighted to be sharing screen with you.
Well, we are going to get straight to the topic now. How flexible are SIPs?
So SIPs are a very flexible tool indeed. I mean, as you rightly said, what they do is they give you complete flexibility of the amount that you want to invest, the increase or decrease in the amount, pause it at any point of time, and restart it at any point of time. And finally, there are no penalties in case you want to withdraw your money that you accumulated from SIPs. So you can decide, for example, to commit to an SIP for 30 years. And if you reach your goals much faster, you can at that point of time pause it.
Right.
So right. You are essentially signing up to an investment vehicle, which gives you an ability to invest regularly in a disciplined manner, but at the same time gives you flexibility to change it according to your own financial situation or according to your own goals.
That's wonderful. And it's great to know that we can do things like this, because then again, it brings down the pressure on us. We also have a story to illustrate just that, because this is Pod Tales and we believe that the timeless wisdom in fables serves as good guidance on how to approach life. The story of the oak tree and the reed is a good way of understanding flexibility in investing. Let's take a look.
The oak tree and the reed. Once upon a time, in a serene meadow, stood an ancient oak tree and a slender reed. The oak was proud and robust, its mighty branches reaching high into the sky. The reed, on the other hand, was graceful and delicate, always swaying gently with the breeze. One day, the sky darkened as a fierce storm approached. The oak, confident in its strength, boasted, "I have stood tall through countless seasons. I will not bend or yield to this storm." The reed, bending slightly with the wind, responded calmly, "I will sway and bend with the storm. It's my way of enduring." As the storm began, the wind howled and roared, lashing against the oak with tremendous force. The oak resisted with all its might, its branches creaking and snapping under the pressure. It held firm, determined not to yield. The reed, however, bent with each gust of wind, its slender stalks swaying gracefully. The wind pushed it this way and that, but the reed adapted, moving with the force rather than against it. When the storm finally passed, the oak was battered and broken. The reed, however, though bent and battered, had withstood the storm largely intact. It straightened up as the skies cleared, ready to sway gently once more in the breeze. Benefits of flexibility. The fable of the oak and the reed offers a timeless lesson on flexibility, which is crucial in the world of investments too. Adaptability to market changes. The reed's graceful bending in strong winds contrasts with the oak's rigid stance, illustrating the power of adaptability. SIPs provide this essential flexibility, allowing investors to adjust their contributions and strategies in response to evolving market conditions and personal circumstances. The Oak's rigidity contrasts with the REIT's adaptable nature, emphasizing the need for a balanced approach. Potential opportunity for growth. The REIT stayed safe during the storm and stood tall afterward. When you have flexible investments, you can take advantage of new opportunities that arise. Just like SIP and its competent feature of rupee cost averaging aids the investor to benefit by purchasing less when the markets are high priced and more when it's cheap. Peace of mind. The REIT wasn't worried about the storm because it knew it could bend and survive. When you know your investment tool can adapt to the market conditions and also with inherent features, this can possibly be of help at emergencies. You can stay calm.
So that was the story of the Oak Tree and the REIT. Now, it has been quite illustrative, this story about flexibility in our approach, right, Suresh?
Very much. So being rigid does not necessarily help when you are faced with a certain tumultuous situation. And I can guarantee that in the markets, every once in a while, you will encounter some volatility. Like in the weather, you can't sign up for a sunny weather every single day, 24/7. In the markets also, there are going to be some challenges every once in a while. Markets have a cycle of their own. They grow over a period of time, but they never go in a straight line. So there would be some fluctuations in them. And also there can be fluctuation in your own financial situations. There may be times when you may need emergency funds, or there may be times when you got more income than you thought, and therefore you want to invest a little more. SIPs allow you complete flexibility. So compared to any other vehicle, which can be very rigid and doesn't give you adaptability, I think SIPs are in that sense a lot more adaptable, either to your financial situation or adapting to the market.
Did you know investing through SIPs is gaining momentum in Tier 2 and Tier 3 cities across India? SIP account additions in rural areas or B30 or beyond top 30 cities have been higher than in the top 30 cities for some time now. As per AMFI data, by September 2024, the SIP accounts from B30 cities made up nearly 27% of assets held by individual investors.
Since we're talking about how adaptable SIPs are, I have to ask you about market timing. How do SIPs then handle market fluctuations?
Very good question. In fact, the reason why SIPs have been created is essentially to prevent you from being swayed by the market so that you can stay in your disciplined path. So what SIPs tend to do is, irrespective of the market situation, they get you to invest and therefore create you on the path of, push you on the path of long-term wealth creation in a disciplined manner. In fact, you take advantage of the market fluctuations. So if the markets are lower and you invest the same amount of money, you are getting more number of mutual fund units. And if the markets are higher and you're investing the same amount of money, you get slightly lesser number of units at higher prices. So effectively, you are buying more unit at lower prices, less unit at higher prices, meaning it brings down your average cost. So it keeps you on the steady path of investing, doesn't let you get influenced by short-term movement of the market.
Correct.
And allows you to accumulate more units when the markets are bad, and which is the right time to be investing. Remember, the goal-oriented long-term investing creates a lot of wealth. So if you really look at our equity markets, India being a growth economy, our equity markets have delivered very good returns over a long period of time. Since its inception, BSE Sensex has grown investors' wealth over 15-16% per annum. Now, that's almost twice the growth rate that you have in the bank deposits. If your money, just to illustrate, is growing at 7% per annum, it will double in 10 years or will grow four times in the better of 20 years. However, if the same money grows at, let's say, 13% per annum, even conservatively compared to what the past has been, over a period of 20 years, your money will at least grow about 14 times or thereabout. So you see the difference? Over a long period of time, a higher rate of compounding really gets you much better outcome.
I mean, that is, as always, and as the earlier, revelations and learnings that you have shared with us, is it possible then to pause or skip SIP contributions?
Yeah. So I would not advise generally investors to pause SIPs because of market. But if you have a financial need, or if you have a situation where you have to prioritize something else and you want to pause your SIPs, very much possible. In fact, this is one thing where you do not get penalized compared to, let's say, many other financial instruments. You know, when you buy some of the insurance policies or ULIP, if you stop contributing, there's a risk of forfeiture, there's a risk of you not getting your money back. But in case of SIP, you have a complete flexibility. If your situation so warrants that you need to pause your SIP for a period of time, you can pause. And whenever you are ready, you can restart it. Similarly, if you want, you can always top up your SIP. So if your income keeps rising, you can keep on increasing your SIPs as well. So it allows you to mold the SIP depending upon your financial situations. I would generally advise investors not to pause the SIPs because markets are bad. But if your financial situation so warrants, then definitely consider doing it fearlessly, and there are no penalties for doing it. And also, SIPs allow you to accumulate money, and therefore, if you have an emergency need for which you need to withdraw your money, so even if you had signed up for 30-year SIP, let's say after 5 years, you needed money for some urgent need, you can always withdraw money that has got accumulated in your SIP. So while SIPs are quite flexible, I would just give a suggestion to the investors to just check the terms and conditions of specific asset management company that they're investing with. But what I spoke about are usual standard features, but worth checking specifically too.
Oh, that's lovely. In fact, this does make for another interesting podcast, is something I can say. For today's podcast, I have now come to a final question. Who would you recommend SIPs to, especially those who are new to investing?
So SIPs are in fact suitable for everyone. Whether you have a small amount of investment that you can make, you're starting your investment journey, you can start with as little as 500 rupees. And you can also probably do something like a step up when you are in early part of your career, so that as your income level keeps rising, your SIP amount can automatically rise. Similarly, if you are at the somebody who's already accumulated a certain amount of money or is quite comfortable in his career, you can also start SIPs with larger amount of money. So whether you want to invest 500 rupees or 50,000 rupees a month, SIP is suitable for every one of us. The positive part of it is discipline it imparts, as well as the flexibility it gives. I dare say that this is one of the most flexible financial instrument that is available, as well as it allows you to invest in asset class, which over a period of time has been one of the best performing asset class in the country. So please start your SIP journey today.
You know, it is enriching to know that there is so much that the financial world can offer us to kind of give us a certain security into wealth creation, into our future also, which we ourselves can plan with something like an SIP. That was some great insights you shared with us today, Suresh.
Thank you, Annie, and delight talking to you as always.
That wraps up our deep dive into the flexibility of SIPs in investment. Thanks for tuning in to Pod Tales. Join us next time as we continue to explore more topics to help you make informed investment decisions. Until then, happy investing. And this is your host, Annie, signing off.
Mutual fund investments are subject to market risks. Read all scheme-related documents carefully.